Hello, thank you for joining me today for Give Him 15. I appreciate it. And the title of today's post is Releasing Holy Spirit's Power. In Tuesday's post, I spoke about the power of God's words and the power we can release by speaking them. I want to continue that theme today. It is difficult to convince many believers that we can and must release God's power by speaking. They struggle with making spiritual decrees, declarations, and with releasing spiritual commands such as binding and loosing. Today, we'll look at why people struggle with this. It is a fairly in-depth teaching from my book, Becoming Who You Are. Becoming Who You Are. And might be more easily processed, this teaching, when undistracted. Study to show yourself approved is a good verse for us today. I'm going to address the subjects of spirit and soul, or soul and spirit. Though many people use these two words interchangeably, they are completely different. God created humans as tripart beings, spirit, or pneuma, soul, the psuche, spirit, soul, and body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Our soul, our psuche, the mind, will, and emotions is the part of us God created to relate to the natural realm or the natural world around us through our intellect, knowledge, wisdom, logic, feelings, five senses, etc. Our soul or psuche is our psyche. Our spirit, our pneuma, our spirit was made to house God's spirit and life and relate to the invisible, spiritual realm. This is where we discern, hear God's voice, and where faith resides. Before the fall, Adam and this part, the spirit, this part of Adam and Eve was dominant. They were led and influenced first and foremost by their spirits, not the soul. Spirits, not the soul, the mind, the emotions, the will. Influenced first by the spirit, not the soul. A reversal, the reversal. When Adam and Eve ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, spiritual death came to their spirits, and dominance was transferred to their souls, their psyches, their psuches. At that point, rather than being led and guided in life spiritually by the influence of God in their spirits, they would now be led by their souls, by what they could see, hear, learn, and discover naturally. They would be led by themselves, not by the Spirit of God. When we are saved and our spirits come alive, once again receiving God's spirit in life, He begins teaching us how to once again be led by and manifest the fruit of the spirit, the pneuma. This is what it means to be spiritual. It's actually the word pneumatikos, pneuma, pneumatikos, operating by the Spirit. And when we are saved or born again, our spirits are given life and transformed instantly. Our souls, however, are transformed progressively. They must be renewed and transformed. This means that after the new birth, we have the potential to become spiritual or pneumatikos, spiritual people led and motivated by our spirits, But for the most part, we are still soulish people motivated from our souls. Sukes, sukikos. An internal power struggle begins. The soul, again, created to connect with the natural realm and operate based on what it can see, understand, prove, etc., not with the spiritual invisible world. It wasn't meant to operate and connect with the spiritual world. That's your spirit. Your soul is meant to connect with the natural world based on what it can see, understand, prove. It will continue to struggle with accepting what it cannot see or explain, such as faith, miracles, hearing God speak, the power of speaking God's words, sowing and reaping, heaven, hell, needing to be born again, etc. This natural soulish weakness must be overcome if we are to operate in the supernatural spiritual realm and according to spiritual principles. Let me say it this way. This must be overcome if we're to operate by this, because this will argue what it cannot see or understand. There is a force of life in us we cannot see or explain. There is a power in us we cannot see or explain. There is power in God's word we cannot see or explain. There's an authority we have that we cannot see or explain. There are demons and angels operating in the world around us that we cannot see or explain. Do not allow your propensity to operate from your soul to keep you from being led by your spirit. If you do allow it, you'll always be limited to natural solutions, a natural life being led by your soul, and be excluded from the supernatural realm where you were also intended to operate in, led by the Spirit. We must also learn the principles and laws governing various aspects of this spiritual realm, including authority, power, faith, and God's word. We have to learn how these things operate in the spirit realm. In Matthew 21, Jesus used a fig tree to teach his disciples. He cursed the tree. Imagine that, talking to a tree. He cursed the tree and it died immediately. When his amazed disciples asked him about this, he said, "Truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but even if you say to the mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, it'll happen. Whatever you ask in prayer, believing, you'll receive it all." Matthew 21. Jesus wasn't teaching his disciples how to kill trees. He was using this act as an example of how to deal with mountains of adversity. They would need to have faith in their hearts based on God's word, and they would have to release that faith by speaking. Most Christians, sukes, soul, keep their faith locked up in their spirit, their pneumas. Romans 10:8 says God's word of faith is in our hearts and our mouths. The passage then says that's how we were born again, believing God's word in our hearts, speaking it, declaring it with our mouths. 2 Corinthians 4:13 mentions the spirit of faith and describes it as we believe, therefore we speak. This is how faith operates. Jesus spoke not only to the fig tree, but also to a storm. and to a dead person. After rebuking the storm in Mark 4, he challenged the disciples regarding their lack of faith and asked why they were timid or intimidated by the storm. In other words, they could have rebuked the storm. Like him, they could have and should have released faith and authority by rebuking out of their mouths the storm themselves. On another occasion, Jesus was amazed at the faith of a Roman centurion. His servant was paralyzed and in great torment, and the soldier asked Jesus to heal him. Jesus said, yes, he would go to the man's house and heal his servant. The centurion responded by saying, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. Just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I'm also a man under authority with soldiers under me. I say to this one, go, he goes. To another, come, he comes. My slave, do this, he does it. Jesus was amazed at the centurion's great faith, he said. Great faith. This man's military training had enabled him to understand how the unseen spiritual principles of authority and faith were released by verbal commands. Just say the word, and my servant will be healed. We must also understand this. The authority we've been given and the faith in our hearts are released in the spiritual realm from our mouths. Don't allow your logic-focused psuche to shut down the faith in your pneuma. Release it. Let's pray. Father, if the ecclesia is to become the full extension of your kingdom rule, we must understand the spiritual realm and how to operate in it. We must understand spiritual power, authority, faith, and how to release them. If we're going to successfully bind and loose demonic activity, open and close spiritual doors with your keys of authority, we will do so from that which is in our spirits, not our souls. From our hearts, not our minds. Give us eyes to see what cannot be seen, ears to hear what cannot be heard. Jesus said the words he spoke were spirit and life. Teach us to release spirit words, words originating from our spirits and therefore carrying your life. He prefaced this by saying, the spirit quickens or gives life. The natural realm is of no hope or of no help. We want to walk in the life-giving spirit realm. Teach us to do that. We want to be spiritual. We want to move mountains, calm storms, and release life. Move us into this higher realm of revelation, we ask in Jesus' name. And our decree, we declare that we will be spirit-led, little s, spirit-led, not soul-led, and will therefore be big S, spirit-led. Holy Spirit. We declare that we will be spirit-led, not soul-led, therefore be Holy Spirit-led. Amen. We're going to get this. And our decrees are going to become much more powerful in the days ahead. Once again, this teaching can be found in my book, Becoming Who You Are. I'm going to be teaching from this book soon on the posts. I'm going to try to teach much of this. It's probably the most in-depth teaching I have. If you want it before that, you can get it from our bookstore, DutchSheets.org. Thank you for joining me today. We're going to pick up where we left off today, tomorrow, and talk about this once again. Thanks for joining me. See you then.